This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's Knesset, or parliament, has convened for a vote that is expected to end the historic 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The parliament is holding a debate ahead of a vote of confidence for a new coalition government formed by a group of Netanyahu's opponents. If the coalition is approved, Naftali Bennett, a former ally-turned-rival, would become prime minister over the coalition of parties from the political right, left, and center. Netanyahu is slated to become opposition leader, but Bennett is being loudly heckled as he tries to deliver a speech to the Knesset. Netanyahu supporters have interrupted virtually all of his sentences as they accuse him of betraying them. Netanyahu is wearing a black coronavirus mask and sitting silently. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Sunday U.S. President Joe Biden brought, quote, new momentum to G7 efforts to tackle global challenges as the three-day summit wrapped up in southwestern Britain. The Group of Seven gathering of leading economies was Biden's first as U.S. president and touted as an opportunity to rebuild ties after Donald Trump's 4 years in power. The summit focused heavily on the pandemic fallout and climate change. Merkel said Biden's decision to bring the U.S. back to the Paris Agreement had made G7 climate discussions, quote, much easier. The summit was Merkel's 15th and final one as German chancellor. The veteran leader plans to step down after a general election in September. Britain is accusing European leaders of holding the, quote, offensive view that Northern Ireland is not fully part of the United Kingdom. The remarks come as Brexit continues to cast a shadow over the Group of Seven summit in Britain. Britain and the EU are spat in a post-Brexit trade agreements over Northern Ireland. This is VOA News.